4 to cell 5. Okay, cell 3 is the beginning of the resource net where you're in standby mode. Cell 4 is when you are told to stage, which means get in your car and go get close. Staging means get close to the incident, but out of harm's way. You're not deployed yet to do whatever you're supposed to do, but deploy, cell 5, is you're assigned a job to do. And so that sequence could occur very rapidly.
Bob, I assume that's a mistake in this.
What are you referring to? What page?
The one with 7 of 8. He's talking.
Yeah.
Heading is cell 5 deployment. And he's talking about going from cell 3 to cell 4. So I assume that.
Well, it says the one thing that I think is key here, if you look where it's bolded, it says update your checklist. First of all, it's mobilization system initiated by home unit, initiate cell 5. Okay. Update your sheet. And then in bold letters it says, if you are going from cell 3 to cell 5, complete A2.
Okay. Okay. But,
okay. Yeah, but if you're going from 4 to 5,
it says transmit the following cell 5 emergency radio message, and nowhere does cell 5 appear in that message. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, in the actual message down below.
The actual message, yes.
Yeah.
So that's just gonna,
yeah, that could very well be a typo. Yeah, I think you're right.
All the way across the top of this document it says draft, so.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure. I just want to be clear.
No, I think that's a good catch. So, you know, if we were to adopt these messages. Now, one of the things, we've gone part of the way in providing scripts for things. I think a decision has to be made whether or how much of what we have here becomes minimum required performance standard for mission vehicle races. And we really haven't had that conversation of how much of this we want to adopt. There's a plus and a minus on it. The argument in favor of adopting this almost verbatim, once we correct some of the typos, is that we're standardized with our sister agencies, Tri-City Races and Laguna Niguel. The other side of the argument is if we do customize it a bunch, then we've destroyed the concept of mutual aid if we ever have to help each other.
Well, but Wayne said that, you know, for the back side of our activation mobilization checklist, where it lists the cell levels, for example, cell 1 notice, cell 1 has to stay noticed. But the response sections within each of those sections, you know, responses 1 through 5 or however many there are, those are ones that each organization can tweak through organizational autonomy.
Yeah.
If we were to go through this sheet, if we wanted to go the effort, take the time, and tweak that to match what we think we're going to do, then at that point, we would also tweak this procedures form to match what we think we're going to do.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, because as it is, Wayne has done a superb job of coordinating all of these documents so that they basically are in sync. Okay, as near as I can tell, they're very well in sync. But again, I highlighted at the outset of tonight's discussion that I perceive that the way we escalated for the exercises was slow over a period of days. The way Wayne has put this together, he assumes it's going to click off pretty fast. Maybe we have a slow escalation form and a fast one, although I'm not sure it's worth the effort. And I think it would probably create more confusion than it would solve. But we need to think about to what extent do we take it verbatim or not?
I think that'd be worth it. Some of us, all of us, however, may on a Saturday to meet somewhere and have a workshop and go over this thing and see how much we want to change. Of course, anything we change, we've got to change a bunch of those documents.
Yeah.
If we leave it close to Wayne's, then there's a lot of stuff we can leave as it is.
Yeah. See, that's the beauty of this. And as a training guy, I think it's wonderful to go to the VCN website and be able to pull this stuff down. And like, for example, from creating exercises that we can do in the future, he's got it there. But if we, you're right, if we change anything, we got to change it all.
I think the framework's there.
Yeah.
Slower.
Yeah. No, I, and I, frankly, I don't think we have the bandwidth to change all these forms. And Wayne has put a lot of sweat and blood into creating this wonderful resource for many different agencies. My gut feeling is we shouldn't destroy it by changing it. Yeah, why do it?
Maybe discovery forms look for typos.
Yeah. Give him feedback. Charlie and I recently got a nice long email from Wayne. And so maybe we can have that conversation. Anyway, it is now 8:45. Thank you for your time this evening.
And do you want us to do the quiz and send it to you by email?
Okay, as far as the quiz, do the quiz, please, and send the answers only to me via email, and I'll give you feedback how you did. And what I've been trying to do is, if you have a couple questions that you miss, I'll give you the reference of where in all the material we discussed it, so you can go back and refresh only that piece of information.
And we will not be meeting in November or December.
We will not be meeting either in November or December because of the holiday rush.
And January is our first class to be in the second week. The first week might be kind of jam packed too.
Yeah, it's so the second week, the 9th.
So we're going second and fourth. Second week and fourth week.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. It's the 9th. I'll come out with that, but obviously that first week we're all busy putting away holiday decorations.
That won't be February.
Except for the outside lights, which we'll just turn off and let them be there for
all year.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving turn on. We'll do
this. Anyway, thank you for your time. Question: how did this? Oh, look at that! I got my screensaver. How do you think this flowed tonight? It's a challenge to try to pull together all the examples.
About tying it to a real human, real situation. Well, there is a good example from the Golden Guardian. It made a lot of sense. So. And looking at those different emails for each of the cells.
Yeah. Yeah, I had originally hoped that everybody would see those emails. One of the lessons learned from the Golden Guardian was that people don't read their email.
It hasn't changed.
Yeah. And but anyway, thank you very much.
Did I send you my best time? I did, didn't I?
I got from almost everyone.
It was sitting in an airport in Minneapolis when I replied.